good evening to you. You're listening to Late Night Saturday. Saturday, Late Night Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell, and I shall read you comic books. Well, let's just get on with it. Why? Because it's comic book radio theater! That's the reason. Okay. Yeah, I read you a comic book. You get me on the keyboards here, too. I play along with the comic book. Actually, you know what? Let's turn on this keyboard right now. Oh, no. Okay. I could see with this keyboard, one that I don't usually use, I could see that in the little electronic window that it has, like it shows like digital numbers and everything like that, I could see that the batteries are just about to run out. These batteries are there. It's not a plug-in keyboard. None of my keyboards are plug-in keyboards. I think there's a way to plug them in, but I don't think ahead. And it looks like I didn't think ahead this time either. Though it takes 5 AA batteries, I have a pack of 6 AA batteries, so I'll have to take some time out, put new batteries in, and check on other things. Okay, I came on air not as prepared as I thought I did. Never mind that. I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out together on Comic Book Radio Theater. Now, what am I going to read you right now? What's coming up for you? I am going to read to you Action Comics number 488, pressed and put out into the public in October of 1978. And this may be of interest to anyone who is interested in microwave technology. Have you ever thought about how microwaves work? Maybe you've used a microwave oven. I'm sure someone who's listening has used a microwave oven at one point or another in the last, 30, 40 years? I'm sure. But back in October of 1978, microwave ovens were a new thing. It was a new thing. In fact, you know what? I have the recording of a TV commercial from the same time. It's a TV commercial for Eaton's department store, and we have a woman telling you of her trepidations of using a microwave oven. She is most uncomfortable, and she needed reassurance. So, let's play that commercial. You'll be like, wow, times have changed. Play that commercial.
I'm almost embarrassed to tell the story of a microwave oven I purchased at Eaton's and took it home to try. Every woman wants a microwave. I read the directions, tried it. Ordinary people would give up in a week, but tenacious kind of person is determined to make it work. I struggled along for 4 months, did everything but stand it on its head, including me. Then I finally gave up, went back to Eden's. The salesman was terrific in helping me select another model. I brought it home, tried it out. It worked just great. And Eaton's took the other one back. No questions asked after 4 months. Now I'm a very happy woman with a machine I can run thanks to Eaton's.
So everything turned out all right in the end. Good for her. Good for Eaton's and their department store way back then. Okay. The Superman, if you do not know, Action Comics usually, most always, has Superman as its main character in it. Let me look at the cover of this comic book here. Let me see it. Well, what we have here is Superman giving some really hard punches to this. Well, he's a bank robber. He's robbing the bank, and there's even police officers that are right behind Superman, and they're shooting guns, and. You know, even with Superman's punches and the bullets that are flying around, no effect to Microwave Man. Microwave Man. As he's taking Superman's punches, Microwave Man, dressed in yellow and kind of a blackish gray color, Microwave Man, he's saying, punch proof, bullet proof, capture proof. That's me, Microwave Man. So, if Superman can't get at Microwave Man, then how is anybody gonna stop Microwave Man from stealing from banks, stealing from people, maybe even stealing from you? You wouldn't like that. Nope. But how is he gonna be stopped? Anyway, if you've ever thought about microwave and microwave technology and the science behind microwaves, well, this would be a great story for you. If you want to get technical about that, okay. All right, I will read to you Action Comics number 488. From October of 1978. And when I do need to take a break, and I will, we'll listen to music. Oh, man, this is not good. I left my notes in the other room. I just don't feel like getting up, and now I'm all like frazzled because of like the keyboard needing new batteries and everything like that. And anyway, I will tell you this. If you were looking for new, brand new music, there was a lot of like reggae pop, ska pop that was coming out at that point. I believe one of the bands we'll listen to is 10cc off their Bloody Tourists album. We'll hear the song Dreadlock Holiday, and for the life of me, I can't remember the other band and stuff like that, but I better remember about putting new batteries into my keyboard. Unlike the other keyboard I use, you can tell when you can tell just by the sound of it and everything like that. You could tell that, you know, you're an hour away or so away from the batteries completely running out and being unable to use it. This keyboard that I have here with me tonight, when the battery power is just going off, is going to end. You know, it's just about to end, or it's close to ending. It just shuts off. It just shuts off, and it won't let you turn it back on and begin again. So, I don't know. From the looks of it, you better change your batteries, or this won't be much of a show at all. And, okay. Anyway, deal with that. I shall. Okay. Deal with this. It's Comic Book Radio Theater. I will read you a comic book. Which one? Action Comics number 488 from October of 1978. Yes, I will do that. While I'm setting myself up, why don't we listen to this band? They're from Edmonton, Alberta. They are called Chosen Realm. Hopefully, your chosen late night radio is CKUW 95.9 FM. I'll be with you shortly. We are your community supported radio station. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Metropolis Park. It's the dead of night, where a fearsome display of unexplainable violence which has shattered a statue of Superman. And yet, with such a sudden obliteration, seems merciful, weighed against the deadly disaster awaiting the real Man of Steel. Julius Swartz presents Superman in Superman Battles Microwave Man. A foreboding costumed figure approaches the fragmented remains of the statue of Superman to attend to one final order of business. And at the break of dawn,
two park guys who work in the park have shown up. Park workers have shown up.
Looks like the man doesn't have respect for city property.
I've never even heard of him before.
Neither did I. But one thing's for sure, wherever this microwave man is, she must have some whale of a grudge against our Superman. And he even wants to make sure the whole city knows about it.
In the grass is written a message. It says, Microwave Man wants you, Superman.
And several hours later, in the office of WGBS Galaxy Communications President Morgan Edge,
so-called facts straight. Louis Paget, he is a man in his 70s. He claims he's just returned to Earth after a 40-year trek across outer space aboard a UFO. Encounter with the very same alien ship Paget described. Furthermore, Mr. Paget would have us believe he's traveled the length and breadth of our galaxy. Headline news even before the
According to one of my police contacts, the Man of Steel statue in Metropolis Park was completely destroyed last night. Microwave Man wants you, Superman.
Intriguing, Olsen. But clearly, somebody's idea of a joke. A man of Paget's advanced age is hardly in any condition to go around challenging Superman.
Know more soon. Clark Kent went to the park to check it out. Did someone mention my name? Clark Kent enters the office. That was sure fast, Clark. Clark Kent! I know that look on your face. You've got something big to tell us. You're right, Lana. I interviewed Superman and he told me he had analyzed the statue's fragments with his X-ray vision. And he confirmed that the explosion was triggered by instant molecular friction. Friction so intense? So intense? It could have been caused by a tremendous surge of microwaves. Friction so intense it could have only been caused by a tremendous surge of microwaves. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. We'll return to Action Comics number 488 after these messages. All right, let's see what messages we got. Right away, what do we got here? Let's see. All right, good beat. All right, this will give you a little clue. This is something that you'd eat as a snack. And with this particular ad, you'd get a free item of clothing. What kind of clothing would you get? But what kind of snack is it? You see them everywhere. Let's see. It's a name. It's a man's name. And his the size of his body would suggest what he looks like. Okay? Why don't I give dad giveaways? Okay. Opposite of overweight and sometimes this man's name is James instead of calling him something else. Okay? You know what? Even a more obvious clue. How about this? Randy Macho Man Savage used to be on these commercials for the same product. All right. All right. Here's your ad.
Beef up your t-shirts! Just send $2 and either the top of 3 Slim Jim handy packs or 15 individual Slim Jim wrappers. And we'll send you a Slim Jim t-shirt. Do it soon! It's not too often you can get chewy, meaty snacks and a new t-shirt at the same time! Mail to Slim Jim T-shirts. P.O. Box 1672,
if the shirts look like they are on this, like, little advertisement here, I'm not a taker. I'm not a taker. I'll eat the snack or whatever, but that's about it. Uh-oh. A word I'm having trouble with, like, a lot of words I have trouble with, and I haven't proofread this. Okay, I'll just go with it. This is for a snack that you would eat, and they would use, you know, fruit flavors for it. What am I talking about? I want to go faster. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Batman and the Corsair of Crime. Batman has a practical foe, Captain Stingray.
The Corsair of Crime is holding Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara as hostages.
Right, Robin. He's demanding that Gotham City turn over the super cruise liner Empress for their return. It's up to us to change his plans.
But it is Batman's plans that go awry, and we find the Cape Crusader surrounded by the Corsair of Crime and his crew.
Ho, 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 ho! Batman, me hearty! You'll have to walk the plank.
Robin is up in the Batcopter.
It's gonna take special maneuvers to get Batman out of this one.
Look, 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 look!
It's Hostess Fruit Pies, Apple, Cherry, and Peach!
Keep your eyes on the Batman, you fools! Keep your eyes on the Batman!
No, no, no! I'd rather get my hands on light, tender crust and delicious real fruit filling!
Great thinking, Robin!
Batman ties up the Corsair of Crime and hoists them up into the Batcopter.
Tell your crew to release the hostages or take a bath, Corsair!
Corsair, you'll get yours about 10 years!
And we'll get ours, delicious Hostess fruit pies!
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess fruit pies!
Okay, another one.
Another one.
You're so lucky. This is what you get. All right. All right. This is for a book you could read. Would you read it? That's my clue. Whoops. Gotta change the pattern there. 1, 2, 3, go!
3 amazing Batman thrillers!
I now pronounce you Batman and Wife by Denny O'Neill, Michael Golden, and Dick Garano, or however you said his last name. Hang the Batman by David V. Reed. And the first Batman graphic novel story, Death Strikes at Midnight and 3 by Denny O'Neill and Marshall Rogers. All in the Batman Spectacular for $1 on sale July 27th. 68 pages, all new, no ads. 3 amazing Batman thrillers.
All right, let's get back to our story. All right, Clark Kent has a story to tell. What does he have to say? We'll find out. Okay. We now return to Action Comics number 488.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Intriguing, intriguing, Olsen, but clearly someone's idea of a joke. A man of Paget's advanced age is hardly in any condition to go around challenging Superman.
We should know more soon. Clark Kent just went out to the park to check it out. Did someone mention my name? Boy, that was fast, Clark. Clark Kent! I know that look. You've got something big to tell us. Right you are, Lana. I interviewed Superman and he told me he had analyzed the statue's fragments with his X-ray vision. And he confirmed that the explosion was triggered by instant molecular friction. Friction so intense it could only be caused by tremendous surges of microwaves.
Could have. That is hardly what I'd call conclusive proof there, Clark.
Morgan Edge's secretary buzzes him.
Yes, Miss Conway? What is it?
Can we wait, sir? He wants us all to report to the projection room. Quote, on the double, unquote.
I've been sifting through our badly disorganized newsreel library, which the planet produced for a movie company. And then finally, I finally hit pay dirt. The projector now is loaded and ready to roll.
Oh, I dig watching these old newsreels. I take it we're finally going to see what this microwave man looks like in action.
Looked like, Lana. Remember, this footage is over 40 years old, you know.
A reinforced bank vault has no problem for him.
His microwaves ate right through solid steel.
Oh, no, those poor officers, those poor police officers, they barely escaped getting roasted inside their squad car. No wonder Microwave Man was unstoppable back then. There was nobody around like Superman to stand up to him.
All eyes in the room watch the fluttering screen with grim fascination. But these eyes of Clark Kent, they mask far more. Then they reveal. Clark Kent thinks to himself.
Louis Paget. He has been reported missing for the past 24 hours. Is it possible he really was the vandal who destroyed the Man of Steel statue? Could have grown senile. After all, he is pretty old. If he's donned his microwave suit again in a feeble attempt to recapture his lost youth, how does Superman fit into his encore? Really? How does Superman fit into his encore appearance?
before that question can be answered. We must backtrack some 15 hours to the previous evening, when that majestic Man of Steel statue in Metropolis Park was still intact. And the over 70-year-old Louis Paget had retreated to his isolated mountain cabin suite, a den of experimental microwave equipment.
Gent, all my antennas are intact, and they are operational, just as I left them many, many years ago. Back in my prime. The first time I activated antenna B-45, some 4 decades ago, I had no inkling I was making microwave contact with alien spacecrafts that would become my home for the next 40 years. But this time is different, because I know exactly what I'm doing. When my benevolent alien friends returned me to Metropolis some seven days ago, they assured me that their ship would remain close by. Close by until they were certain I had successfully readjusted to life on Earth. Already they have arrived in response to my summons. Just as they telepathically are communicating to me now to learn how they can be of service. No request is beyond their science. It is of a super science. Super science. Super science. Ah! What I'm asking from them is impossible by our earthly standards. But it's mere child's play for their advanced technology. Now they're telling me that they will do exactly as I asked. If I am willing to accept their immediate, reasonable conditions, I gladly accept your terms, my alien friends. Thanks for your considerations. Thanks for your considerations. My readjustment to Earth life is now complete.
Yes, the aged and weary space traveler known as Louis Paget was granted one divine gift the rest of us will never, ever receive. For through the miracle of interstellar intervention, it was a drastically different Louis Paget who stood over the fragments of a shattered statue of the Man of Steel on the night our story began. Microwave Man lives again. Young and in the peak of my prime. Just as I was 40 years ago.
just as Superman is today. And over at WGBS News, the 6 o'clock report begins that evening.
Good evening. At the Channel 8 News Desk, I'm Lana Lang. And I'm Clark Kent with the 6 o'clock news report. And at the top of the news tonight...
Elsewhere across the city... In many homes. This one, for example.
Henry!
Henry!
Don't tell me our TV is acting up again. We just spent $62 to get it fixed.
It must be one of those blasted SSTs flying around. Ahead of us!
And in the switchboard operating room of WGBS-TV.
We're sorry, sir. No, the trouble is not in your television set. We're experiencing technical difficulties ourselves, ma'am. Please, please stand by. We're sure normal reception will be returned any moment now. WGBS, may we help you?
Double-checked and double-checked, Mr. Edge. I can assure you, the problem is not at our end.
I think it might be the transmitting tower.
Yeah, but we have people checking it out right now. What gives? What gives? What gives?
And back in Morgan Edge's office.
Just what I need to round out this whole day. A million irate viewers calling in to complain about video interference.
Morgan Edge slams down his telephone. And several minutes later, back on the set of the WGBS News.
And although the president did not specify how much...
Kill it! Kill it! You too! Morgan Edge just gave the word from upstairs. We're wasting our time here.
What are you talking about, Josh?
About a massive communication gap. We may be broadcasting the news, but nobody out there is receiving it. Some transmission problem. What started off as static interference just a few minutes ago has turned into a complete transmission blackout. And we found out it's not just WGBS, it's every TV and radio station across all of Metropolis has gone mysteriously dead.
Well,
Clark Kent gets up from the news desk and starts to walk away.
Just where do you think you're running off to, Mr. Co-Anchorman? Clark? 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 Clark?
You should know by now, Lana. Going to switch to Superman and save the day. Oh, naturally more.
Very funny, lovely. Very funny, my love.
Lois and me forget we spent years and years suspecting he was really the Superman behind those eyeglasses. Lana Lang thinks to herself as Clark Kent leaves the room.
And even if Lois Lane is convinced we're wrong, I'm not.
Superman flies from the WGBS Galaxy building. All TV and radio transmissions are carried by microwaves. I've been flying around far too long to chalk this up to sudden high-frequency chaos, to sheer coincidence. It's this microwave man, whoever he is, sending out challenge number two. But this time, it's one challenge I'm gonna meet head on. Head on. Anybody who wields the power to do this much damage to the airwaves is a major menace that must be dealt with. Although microwaves are invisible to the rest of the human race, my infrared vision can enable me to zero on in to the source of all this interference. And there he is!
There he is! There he is!
Those jamming beams are emitting from a point north of the city, beyond the horizon. And I have a feeling, whatever's happening, I better be ready for just about anything.
You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is a reading of Action Comics, number 488, October, the year 1978.
Down the street, concentrating on trucking right, I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright.
I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Chain. He said, I'll give you $1. I said, you've got to be joking, man. It was a present from my mother.
He said, I like it, I want it, I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry. You cross me, you better understand that you're alone.
Long way.
pool, sinking pina colada. I heard a dark voice beside me say, would you like something harder? She said, I've got it, you want it. My harvest is the best, and if you try it, you'll like it. I'm wallowing a dreadlock holiday.
Swimming, tug of war,
dancing school,
hostess.
A kid's world is a special world, and hostess is a part of it.
Hostess and kids, they go together.
Fresh, wholesome hostess, cupcakes, fruit pies, golden Twinkies with cream filling.
A kid's world is a special world, and hostess is a part of it. Hostess and kids, they go together.
Experimental
you may never look at your microwave oven the same way again after we're done with our